Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's almost the end of September. Where does the time go? Labor Day came and went. September is almost gone, and we're heading towards the Delta Dental Half Marathon in October, so it just keeps going on. Of course, last year at this time, people were saying, we just can't wait for 2021, and while many of us are vaccinated, there's still a lot of issues surrounding COVID. So now we maybe say can't wait until April of 2022. But in any event, this weekend with me is Joe Casper, who is one of my great colleagues at Northeast Delta Dental. But today he'll be talking about Toastmasters. Want to give a big shout out to my guest last week, also a Northeast Delta Dental colleague, Dr. Joe Arante, who's our Vice President of Network and Clinical Strategies, who talked about a variety of topics, but most importantly, should you be concerned about dry mouth, and he talked about how can someone get dry mouth, what causes dry mouth, and how to deal with it. So if you're interested in learning more about that topic, if you go on anydelta.com, we have a radio section, and you can click on the show that ran last week, September 18th, and you'll hear more from Dr. Joe Arante. But as I said, this weekend we're going to be talking about Toastmasters. As an aside, Joe is very helpful when leading the Capital Era Race Series as well as keeping our campus at 1 and 2 Delta pristine. But you have another hat on, Joe, and that is you're a legendary leader in Toastmasters. And so what I'd like you to do is maybe talk about the mission of Toastmasters and kind of its history and how it can really be helpful for professional development. Then we can segue into how Toastmasters adapted or pivoted, which is often overused word during COVID, during the COVID, and how you all pivoted to a virtual format. But why don't you give us your background in Toastmasters and why it's important?
Sure. Well, Tom, thank you, number one, for having me on the show today. And Toastmasters, while we, for the past year and a half, haven't had an opportunity to meet, we've found that the virtual format that we use, we meet every week, Wednesdays from 12 to 1 o'clock via a Zoom meeting, and our membership has expanded with that. It has expanded because, number one, is you don't have to travel to a location any longer. You can just click on the Zoom link and join the meeting, and it provides an opportunity for you to improve your leadership as well as your communication skills, and that's what Toastmasters is all about. And we have a number of folks. We have our director of sales and marketing in our Vermont office, Sarah Thea, who's a member, and she wouldn't have been able to come to our meetings, which were typically held here at 2 Delta Drive in Concord, but now she's an active member, along with several other folks. Ricardo Andino is another one who is also a member, and we have several folks outside of the Northeast Delta Dental family that have been members for a long time, Sally Bird being one of our longtime members. Her husband, Kerry, was an employee here at Northeast Delta Dental a number of years ago. But the thing with Toastmasters is that today it's all about communication. And with communication, you need to have good skills because time is limited. Everybody's busier than a bee, and we don't have a lot of time anymore for social conversation and things like that. So you have the attention of your audience for seconds, oftentimes, just to get their attention, and then you have to have your message be concise and to the point. And Toastmasters helps you do that. So it's something that I highly recommend for anybody who is looking to climb the corporate ladder. And even if you're retired, you're out there in the community, whether you're socializing, maybe you might have become president of a quilting club, or you might have gotten a part-time job as a courtesy vehicle driver for an auto company, whereby you're meeting people all the time. They don't have time for a lot of chit-chat, but if you can have something concise that you can say, then that helps you improve your skills along the way and also improve your socialization, especially with so many people in the baby boomer generation coming into retirement. So it's a fun group, and it provides you education, whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, whether you're just going out to be socially involved in clubs. or whether you just want to improve your overall communication skills.
And it's non-threatening, correct? So if
it's non-threatening, there's no judgment or anything like that. But you know, Tom, one of the things that Toastmasters does, I know a lot of people don't understand, what's involved with Toastmasters. Do I have to be there every week? Toastmasters is like riding a bicycle. The more you do it and participate, the better you're going to become. And there's a number of different roles that we play. We learn how some people have not had an opportunity to get involved in running an organization. We teach you how to do that, formulate an agenda. And also, in Toastmasters, there are prepared speeches, and we can talk about those, but there's also what we call table topics, and that is everyday conversation. When you meet with somebody, for instance, you might be working for a company where you might not see the president on a regular basis, unlike Northeast Delta Dental, where we always have access to you, Tom.
But it's true, and that's just one of the secrets to our success. I get to see people even during the COVID regime, so to speak, and get to and build trust and get to hear, you know, their ideas. But go ahead.
You know, and oftentimes I worked for a large company back in the day. It was GTE Corporation, and you never really saw the president. But on occasion, you might happen to step into an elevator, and lo and behold, there's the chief executive officer of your company. You've got probably 10 or 15 seconds while you're riding the elevator with them before the doors open and you two depart. Do you stand there and not say anything, or you just say hello? If you're in Toastmasters, you can strike up a short conversation and get your point across very quickly. And that's day-to-day conversation. A question gets asked of you, whether you're in going up the elevator or whether you're in a meeting or whether you're in a Zoom meeting. And that allows you to formulate an opinion quickly and be able to get your point across without a lot of excess talk.
Love it. Love it. So the mission is we provide a supportive and positive learning experience in which members are empowered to develop communication and leadership skills, resulting in greater self-confidence and personal growth. And, of course, we've seen this here at Northeast Delta Dental. You referenced a few employees, but there have been others who used to get nervous in speaking in front of a large group, like we have in an all-employees meeting. But once they go through Toastmasters, they're much more fluent, they're much more confident. And yes, for sure, that helps your career. I mean, that's all based on facts and science and everything else. So then don't you agree, Joe, in terms of the self-confidence?
It really builds your self-confidence. I know several years ago we had an employee, her name was Beverly, and she had a problem in the fact that she was exceptionally nervous standing up in front of an audience. She was okay in a small meeting, but anytime you got more than, let's say, 10 people around a table, she would visually shake because she was so nervous about speaking or speaking incorrectly. She joined Toastmasters, and within 3 months, we had her standing up in front of an all-colleagues meeting of 200 people for our employees, giving a report on a project that she was working on. And to me, that tells you all about Toastmasters because it gives you confidence, confidence to get out there and express your opinion without all that nervousness. You know, one of the banners in Toastmasters is we teach your butterflies how to fly in formation. And that really embodies a lot within the Toastmasters because oftentimes people come in, they don't like talking in public, they don't like speaking in front of a crowd. But yet, let's say you go to a town meeting and you want to express your opinion on a subject that they're talking about, whether it's a road closure or, do we need to bring in a different waste management company or something like that. You might have an opinion on that. You don't want to be scared standing up in front of a crowd to talk. You want to be able to express yourself concisely and accurately, and Toastmasters can help you do that.
Love the way you put that. Butterflies in formation because and people don't understand that. Even the best speakers like yourself, Joe, and I know when I'm in front of the board, my board of directors, I mean, you want a certain amount of butterflies because that gives you the focus, the energy that you need. You don't want to be so laissez-faire that you bore people. So a certain amount of butterflies actually can improve and enhance your performance, provided, as you said, that the butterflies are in formation.
That's correct.
If it brings you down the way you know, Beverly before she took Toastmasters, if it brings you down so you're not even able to make an effective speech, well, then butterflies are not helpful. But if you can get them into formation, I think it actually, you know, enhances the presentation. So before we go, just quickly give us some contact information, whether you're in Concord or anywhere in New Hampshire, with regard to how, if I'm interested, if I sparked interest. I know, for example, the Horseshoe Pond Club has a website, Horseshoe Pond, one word, dot Toastmasters Clubs. But if I'm not in the Concord area, what would I do?
You know what you could do is, if you're interested, the best way to find out more about Toastmasters is to actually attend a meeting. There's no cost to attend a meeting. There's no pressure for you to join. We'll give you we'll send you some membership information, certainly. But you can go to Toastmasters.org, and that's the international website. And you can just click on Find a Club, and if you put in Concord, New Hampshire, you'll see that there are five different clubs in Concord, New Hampshire. So you can have Toastmasters morning, noon, or night, based upon what your schedule is. We happen to be a noontime meeting, and we're also open to the public. One or two clubs might be closed to the public. In other words, they're just for company members, but we're an open club, and we would love to have you join us. I can send, you know, you can drill down. My name is in there for Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters if you drill down through, and you can send me a quick email and say, hey, I would like to come visit your club, and I'll send you a link, and you can join our club, and that promotes a number of different questions from you just watching how the meeting flows. And it's a fun meeting. It's lively and it's upbeat.
Awesome. All right. So that's ToastmastersClubs.org. And we'll return after a Delta Dental radio commercial with Joe Casper, who directs our facilities and special events at Northeast Delta Dental, but is also one of the leaders in Toastmasters. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio this weekend of September 25th and 26th. And where does the time go? With me this weekend is Joe Casper, and specifically, he'll be talking about Toastmasters. But while we have a few extra moments before we get back into the topic, I'd like Joe to do a wrap-up of the Capital Ear Race Series. We had our last race, the SCA race, not too long ago. And we started a little later this year because it was not a Gilmanton race, but we weren't able to get the entire series in with some very, very competitive results. The two leading women, for example, tied. And so tell us, Joe, how you used your Toastmasters skills of leadership to pull off the Capital Ear Race Series this year, despite the fact that we started planning, we were still in the messy middle of COVID. We seemed to emerge a little bit early in the summer, and then the Delta variant kicked in, but we did enable ourselves to get all the races in. Tell us about that.
You know, Tom, this was certainly a challenging year for the Capital Ear Race Series, but we formed the race series back in 2005, and it's grown. And this year was an exceptional year because of the pandemic. But I had regular meetings with all the race directors. And as we started to emerge into the spring, we decided to bring the series back. And believe it or not, we had a lot of folks back in 2019 who had signed, in early 2020, who had signed up for the Capital Area Race Series to go in 2020. Unfortunately, we had to postpone that. But those people hung in there with us, and they came back for 2021, and we actually got a lot of new folks, and we ended up with over 200 regular participants in this series. And this was an 8-race series. We had to modify things a little bit. We didn't start later. As you said, our first race was the Canterbury Shaker Village race on Mother's Day weekend on May 15th. And we started doing timed starts. In other words, everybody was announced off the start line and spaced out 5 seconds so that there wasn't a lot of passing by or other things. So we did social distancing as best we could. And folks were really good about following COVID protocols. We found out quickly after that that we could do a mass start. And for most of the series, we did a mass start. We had eight races. The last one finished up earlier this month on September 18th with the SEA 5K. And that was when we that was our last race. And typically that was our second race of the season. So it was a big change for some of them. Our Gilmington race we didn't have because it was just too early in the season, and they opted to sit this year out, but I got a feeling they'll be back next year. But we added the Angels 5K, so we added a new race, so there were eight races. And, you know, the camaraderie was there. Folks enjoyed seeing each other. They hadn't seen each other for a while. We had some fast runners. We had some ties here and there. And, you know, as things progressed throughout the year, we adjusted race to race, to make sure the folks stayed safe and that everybody was comfortable. And I think everybody had a good time with this series this past year. It was fun, it was lively, and it promoted not only some good exercise, but some good camaraderie.
And do you, looking back on it, like you said, I mean, it was early on, we still used the phase-in starting time, so everybody had a unique starting time to keep the socially distance, and then we got together. It was, would you say, though, the camaraderie this year, I think people were just happy to be out there together as human beings. That was kind of my sense.
Yeah, and I agree with that. It was, you know, folks had been cooped up for a number of months, and they were itching to get out. And, you know, the weather in the beginning part of the year, actually the weather throughout really the whole series hung in there for us. But it was just, you know, there was just smiles on everybody's faces just to be back. And even when they had masks on initially, you could see the smile coming right through the mask. It was really nice to have all the regulars back that we've had in the car series over the past years.
Great description. So I kind of was testing you as you know, sort of an impromptu topic, because we originally weren't planning to talk about the Capitaire race series,
but
you did well. You had
thanks,
all the dates
pal.
Right in your head. So again, let's get the website out there: horseshoepond.toastmastersclubs.org. If you're interested in the one right here in Horseshoe Pond,
and you can, if you can't remember that, just remember toastmasters.org, which is the international website, and you can drill down very easily. I was just trying it out the other day, and it was working fine. You can drill down to Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters. You'll see my contact information in there. And, you know, one of the things with Toastmasters is 4 or 5 years ago, Toastmasters used to be in a book format. You would get a book, and it would have the outline for five different speeches that you could do at a WAC, and they all focused on different things. That worked well, but times were changing quickly. And so what Toastmasters did was they developed this new system called Pathways, and it's online. So you don't have to go mailing it, you know, put a request in to get a book or anything like that. In this Pathways, what they do is they took a look and they really brought Toastmasters up to the 21st century. There are five core competencies: public speaking, interpersonal communication, strategic leadership, management, and confidence. And you pick a core competency that you're interested in, and then there are 10 different paths in there that provide you the framework to give different speeches. You could do a path on dynamic leadership or planning or motivational strategies. We have one member who does a lot of motivational talking, and it teaches you how to express yourself, use vocal intonation. How do you use your hands, especially when you're in a Zoom meeting and you've got this little box, this little rectangle that you're going through? Oftentimes we're sitting down. But do you know if you stand up and back away from the camera just a little bit, they get a great view of your whole upper torso, and your hands say a lot when you're speaking, and the gestures and things like that. We teach you how to work within those boxes because that's where we are today. And you get an opportunity through each of these different paths that you take to try different speaking skills. And you'll find that, let's say you like to do storytelling. Well, there's an area for that. Or you're doing a lot of presentations, and you're doing these presentations today via Zoom or via WebEx. There's a section on that as well. So there's something current for everybody that regardless of where you are in your career path, whether you're starting out or you're an experienced professional, there's something there for you to help you improve yourself, because we can all use improvement no matter how far along we are.
Well put, Joe. And I think you're a testimony to how you can be an effective public speaker and leader with the Toastmasters program. And this sort of movement transition to some of this online format was even before COVID. I mean, COVID, I think, has expedited a lot of the online learning, et cetera. But as you said, Toastmasters was already going in that direction anyway, correct?
Correct. This started back in this change over to the Pathways learning experience really started back in 2016, 2017. And they vetted it with clubs, and they pushed it out region by region. Toastmasters is a worldwide organization with hundreds of thousands of members, and there are some clubs that are advanced clubs where you're looking to you've already completed certain levels within the main component, and then you can go and continue speaking at an advanced club, which is all speaking. So it gives you more skill in regards to pronunciation, gestures, visual effects, how you use certain things. I mean, in Toastmasters, we can teach you how to do presentation things. And it also teaches, it also provides you a venue. And I've used this venue several times when I took over chairmanship of the Concord Chamber and when I was doing a presentation for another organization. It gives you a chance to test that presentation out. We used to have the former library director, Pat, from the Concord Library several years ago. And when she used to have to stand up before the Concord City Council and present the budget and the explanation, she would actually do that presentation in front of our Toastmasters group, and then we would provide constructive criticism for her, saying, don't sway so much, don't have too much of a pause, use a little more vocal intonation to make this point. So you get it's a great venue to practice your delivery of a speech, and it has helped me tremendously in doing those deliveries, whether it be for a smaller organization or whether it be for a large organization like the Chamber that has close to 1,000 members. So it does a lot for you to build that confidence, to give you that feeling of, I'm going to do well with this speech because, you know, I made the corrections here and there. And if you go to a seminar and you watch these men and women who are keynote speakers, they give that same speech time and time again. They've got it down pat. And they know just when to hit the prompts, all the gestures that they have, because they've been doing it constantly. You only have one shot. So Toastmasters helps make that shot the best one you can have.
That's a great point. You can use Toastmasters to do your dress rehearsals, or as I say, the four P's, prepare, practice, perfect, and then you can perform in real life, whether it's in front of your board of directors, whether that's in front of your senior team, whether that's in front of a community group. I think you said that perfectly. So in 20 seconds or less, Joe, why should someone engage Toastmasters, and give us the website one last time?
Sure. You need to engage in Toastmasters because throughout our life, we're learning, and we're always learning regardless of how young or old we are or where we are in our careers and even if we're retired. Toastmasters provides you an experience to improve your communication and your leadership skills in a friendly, non-obtrusive environment. And we'd love to have you come visit a Toastmasters club, whether it be Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters or any of the other clubs, by visiting Toastmasters.org. Drill down to the city that you're in and find a club and just say, hey, I want to come check you out and visit with you. And I will guarantee that those clubs will be more than happy to welcome you in and answer all your questions.
Perfect, Joe. You can tell that you've not only lead Toastmasters, you've gone through the program. Thank you, Joe Castor, for joining me this weekend, the 25th and 26th, and I will see you around our beautiful campus. Thanks to you.
Thanks, Tom. We'll see you
soon. Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.